If ever in Leros you happen to be, a little rock floating on the Aegean Sea, I want you to promise this one thing to me, that you will go visit Joe Turner. His place you will find by the Alinda Road, not far from where coaches the tourists unload. It's there that our Joe has his humble abode, where nothing there is any further. And evenings from there you can watch the sunset to the sound of flyovers by military jets. But a more restful place you will not find, I bet, so remember to visit Joe Turner. There's many that this point with me will agree, that Joe would have prospered just working the sea. He certainly would have made skipper, and he would even have owned his own trawler. They say that the silver cod he would have won before the cod wars turned the world upside down, with a house in Kirkella and one for his mum to be close to him when she got older. His son would have probably got a degree, solicitor's wife his daughter would be, and grandchildren at Hymers he would have had three. So remember to visit Joe Turner. You'll easily find him in Area B, in row number one, it's the first grave you'll see, for he died in September 1943, just one of 180. His home now is covered on all sides with grass, unnoticed by those who might happen to pass. His cross should be marble, but there was no brass, and the name on the wood is now fading. The only ones visiting now are the gulls, few trees in his garden, but dozens of skulls. So especially if, like him, you come from Hull, remember to visit Joe Turner. I never knew Joe or his poor mum and dad. I don't know if brothers or sisters he had, or what business it was of a young Yorkshire lad's on Leros to fight and to perish. He was only 20 years old, so I suppose some mates might be leaving, or someone who knows, and a girl he'd have held like a sweet Yorkshire rose, his memory to hold and to cherish. And forever it will be a mystery to me, for a trawler from Hull, now how could it be that they lost a crewman in the Aegean Sea? So remember to visit Joe Turner.